Welcome to the audio version of the December issue of Wiltshire Masonic News. First up is the Provincial Grand Master's Christmas article entitled A Time to Be Kind to One Another. The words are spoken on his behalf, and the piece opens with a line of poetry. Chill December brings the sleet, blazing fire, and Christmas treat. This quote is from The Garden Year by Sarah Coleridge, who, as I'm sure you know, was the daughter of English poet, literary critic, philosopher, and theologian Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who, with his friend William Wordsworth, was a founder of the Romantic movement in England, and a member of the Lake Poets. However, it was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the American poet and educator, whose works include Paul Revere's Ride, The Song of Hiawatha, and Evangeline, who wrote these words. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Longworth wrote the poem Christmas Bells on Christmas Day 1863. I sense that many of us will not have either the time or inclination to sit at a desk and muse upon the day as he did, but I would like to think that as we enter the festival of Christmas, we might all embrace and practice the sentiment of extending goodwill to men. Sally and I were delighted to attend the dinner for Masters in Office and Immediate Past Masters that was held in Devizes. The 90 guests were treated to some wonderful musical entertainment from Matilda Whale, a vocal student at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire, who enchanted us all with a selection of popular songs. The guest speaker was Maud Sansados, the Chief Executive Officer of the Wiltshire Music Centre in Bradford-on-Avon. Maud spoke passionately about the work of the centre, and in particular the engagement work with young people from less advantaged backgrounds. The Prestonian Lecture is on Tuesday the 3rd of December. This annual event is hosted by Methuen Lodge, with further details available from Ian Priest, 8692@pglwilts.org.uk. On the following day, the Vale of Avon Lodge installation meeting will also feature a banner dedication. If you've never been to a meeting at which a new banner is dedicated, please do try to attend. By the way, Worshipful Brother Mark Fuller, well known to everyone, will be installed as the new master. Also, on Wednesday the 4th of December, Simon Leafield will be at the headquarters of the Wiltshire Air Ambulance to present a certificate on behalf of the Masonic Charitable Foundation. Following on from my comment in the Wiltshire edition of Across the Plain regarding the use of the ashlars in Masonic ceremonies, Colin Froud wrote to me pointing out that Lodge of Brothers in Arms used the rough and perfect ashlar in the ceremonies of initiation and passing. It would be remiss of me if I failed to mention the quite incredible feat undertaken by Brother Paul Robinson of Lodge of Fidelity, who set himself the target of visiting every lodge in the province during his year in office as Worshipful Master of the Lodge. At today's date, Paul has just 4 lodges to visit. How absolutely wonderful, and I know that Paul has been made very welcome at every lodge he has visited. Finally, Sally and I wish you all a very happy Christmas. We trust you will enjoy the festive season with your family and friends. But most of all, may you stay safe and healthy, ready to welcome in a new year, which we all hope will be marked by peace and prosperity throughout the world. Now here's a question. Is your lodge of instruction really a lodge of instruction? To which I'm sure you'll say, of course it is, the clue's in the name. And yet I ask again, is it? A lodge of instruction is regulated by rules 132 to 135 of the Book of Constitutions. The rules brook no argument and are quite clear. So, does your lodge of instruction abide by the rules, or does it do its own thing? Lodge of instruction may appear to be an ad hoc meeting, but did you know that a formal lodge of instruction must meet with the consent and sanction of a warranted lodge, or that the time and place of the meeting must be approved by province? Minutes of the lodge of instruction are required to be taken, which should show the names of all present and which brethren were appointed to hold office. These minutes must be retained for inspection when properly called for. So let's go back to the original question. Is your lodge of instruction really what it claims to be? Please let me know your views by sending an email to the editor. Next up is an article called Caring for the Carers. The Lodge of Concord, which meets in Trowbridge, held a charity buffet on Friday the 15th of November in aid of Carers Support Wiltshire, David Hipperson's nominated charity for the year he was in office as Master of the Lodge. The Carers Support Group does some stunning work with young people who are caring for adults and even adult siblings, and who themselves get very little support or respite from their caring duties. The team at Semington give help and encouragement to the carers, which enables them to take a break and allows them the opportunity to socialise with others. The event was held in the Masonic Hall, and David was delighted to announce that the lodge raised the amazing sum of £3,250 from raffles, the summer barbecue, the ladies' night, and generous donations. This sum will help Carers Support Wiltshire carry out training and hold a monthly carers meeting at a local cafe, where they can enjoy a cup of tea, a snack, and a little respite. It was a splendid and very emotional evening. The cheque was presented by David to Andrea James, care worker officer, and it was received with tearful emotion. Carers Support help young people who are caring for an adult by giving them support, advice and training. They also encourage them to continue with their education, as so many drop out of school because of their caring duties. This support has now seen three young carers take up university places. What a wonderful Christmas message. Now calling all charity stewards. Provincial Grand Charity Steward Derek Gibbons invites Lodge charity stewards to Chippenham and Salisbury for the first of a regular series of get-togethers, where topics of interest can be discussed, views aired, and information exchanged. With so much going on, such as changes in the organisation of the Masonic Charitable Foundation, and Teddy's for Loving Care being run by a new team, with a brief to enhance the profile of TLC throughout the country, taken in concert with an equal number of innovations and initiatives introduced by this province, it really does promise to be a great opportunity to learn more and have your say. The first two meetings are on Monday the 9th of December at Chippenham Masonic Hall, and then on Tuesday the 10th in Freemasons Hall, Salisbury, both at 7 p.m. Are you sure what is expected of you when attending a lodge meeting? Do you wish there was someone to guide you and just whisper what you've got to do next? What do you have to do when you become a lodge officer holder? Steve Lee invites you to join the learning and development team as they build on the successes of 2019 with the launch of their all-new 2020 programme, tailored to meet the needs of the individual Freemason as he moves from being an observer to taking an active role in the ceremonies. Kicking off at Freemasons Hall in Salisbury on Saturday the 18th of January with Finding Your Feet, the team will give you an introduction to what you can expect when taking those very tentative steps as a junior officer in the lodge. What to say, where to stand, when to move, how to salute, so much to learn, and where better than with the learning and development team. A second session is being held on Saturday the 25th of January at Swindon Masonic Centre. If you're new to the office or just want to brush up on the skills you already have, Steve will be pleased to welcome you to Salisbury or Swindon, or you can come to both if you wish. I hope you enjoyed this audio edition of the newsletter and that you are looking forward to the next one.